This is Fresh Air. Earlier this year, South African composer and pianist Abdulla Ibrahim, once known as Dollar Brand, was enlisted into the ranks of NEA Jazz Masters. He also has a new album out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the new album shows off some of what makes Abdulla Ibrahim great.
Abdulla Ibrahim's The Balance, the melody voiced by a combination you don't hear much, cello and harmonica. At 84, the South African isn't the piano dynamo he used to be. His new album, The Balance, spotlights Abdulla, the master composer of melodic mood pieces, like this oldie written for his wife, the singer Satima B. Benjamin, Song for Satima. Abdulla Ibrahim with his seven-piece band Akaya. It's occasionally expanded to eight or nine pieces, dropping in guests like Adam Glasser on chromatic harmonica. On The Balance, the band mostly plays new Ibrahim tunes that may recall some old ones. Jabula, which has a terrific beat inspired by South African street music, is a light revamp of his personal standard Jabulani. Noah Jackson is on bass. That was him before on cello. And Will Terrell on drums. Though Abdulla Ibrahim's band is American, the players get the South African inflections down, maybe from studying his back catalog of similar records with lively, medium-sized bands. But where some of those ensembles got a little blurry, this one is crisp and all tuned up. It's four horn players apprenticed in big bands and blend well in shifting roles. The linchpin is saxophonist and flutist Cleve Guyton Jr., who plays lead alto with a gospel tinge. On the one tune here, Abdulla didn't write, Skippy, by one of the pianist's heroes, Thelonious Monk, Guyton blows piccolo like a South African penny whistle. Abdullah Ibrahim does like the flute in its various forms, partly for those happy folk music associations, but not just for that. Flute also goes with some of those mood pieces he writes, like the long-on atmosphere Dreamtime. When Abdullah Ibrahim left South Africa almost six decades ago, Duke Ellington helped launch his international career. Fair to say, Duke saw something of himself in this percussive pianist whose music mirrors the lives and aspirations of his people, who can write a simple, powerful tune, and who, deeply rooted though he is, sounds like nobody else. As the album The Balance reminds us, Abdullah Ibrahim is still all of that.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and The Audio Beat. He reviewed The Balance, the new album by pianist Abdullah Ibrahim. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guests will be actor Gina Davis and director Maria Geis. After becoming frustrated by the lack of opportunities in Hollywood for women in front of and behind the camera, they began advocating for gender equality. Davis founded the Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media. Geis's actions led to an EEOC investigation into discrimination against women directors. They're both featured in the new documentary, This Changes Everything. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, Thea Chaloner, Seth Kelly, and Joel Wolfram. I'm Terry Gross.